Hey guys.
So you had Jeremy Joseph back today? So
we did.
We didn't see Mike Williams.
He came out.
He did come out eventually? Okay. And Devin, as you said, I've said, looks like he could be okay for Sunday.
Did y'all ever get anything on Jeff Demp's coach, anything definitive on how long he may be out? Or
Jeff had surgery today on his groin. I'm not sure exactly how long he'll be out.
That is not season ending?
Again, I'm not sure how long he's going to be out. Not too early to tell.
You know what your options are, but you use Page back there. Are there other guys you're looking at on kickoff returns with them out of the picture potentially?
There's a couple guys, but Page is doing a good job. You know, if you look at his numbers, he's producing.
Should we read anything into the fact that Nix hasn't been placed on injured reserve, Greg, in terms of your hopes for him coming back later this season?
I don't know. We don't know, so that's all you can read into it. You know, we need to get a little time beyond the surgery and see just what we're thinking, and then we got to make a calculated decision. You know, Charlotte. Yeah.
Can you talk about the decision to have Mike Sullivan move back up into the press box as opposed to being on the sideline? He said that it was more his feel, but what was your take on that? Why did you guys decide to do that?
No, we just talked. You know, like, by week we talked about everything. That was one of the subjects we talked about, and I think ability to be able to see everything, just something that we thought would be give us a chance to be better. And I did. I liked it. I thought it was good.
Is the advantage to him being on the field just the communication part of it with the quarterbacks and stuff like that, or communication with you? What's the advantage of being on the field as opposed to being up in the box for some guys?
More feel. I mean, I got to tell you the truth, because we have good coaches. You know, if you're at a lower level where you feel like you don't have good coaches you're working with, maybe you want to be down there but there's good coaches, and we have headset communication that, you know, that's all we do is talk through the headset. Even when he's on the field, very rarely do I talk in person watching the game, you know, so it's all through the headsets. So I think there's a huge advantage when you can be upstairs and see everything. You don't have to rely on others' eyes. You know, you rely on your own.
Was it an option earlier to have him upstairs?
It was, you know, but his preference initially was to be on the field. And again, to me, the guy who's calling the play, you want him to be the most comfortable he can be. So, you know, Bill Sheraton wanted to be upstairs, and he was upstairs. Mike Sullivan wanted to be downstairs. He was downstairs after the bye, you know, after talking about it. We felt like something, you know, again, when you do something like that, you don't have to keep doing it if you don't like it. But we did. We thought it was good.
Test for Mike, Greg, in terms of a road test, indoor stadium, loud. Curious to see how he handles it.
Yeah, it's going to be a test for sure. Good football team, tough environment. It's going to be a real test.
Are you any closer to figuring out what the offensive line might look like for Sunday?
A little bit, but still not sure.
Donald Penn was talking about there were run lanes to be had after going back and looking at the film from the Eagles game. Were there big plays left out there in the run game that maybe Doug Martin didn't see the lanes that were there?
I didn't really see that very much. I didn't see a ton of that. And there's always some ruts, you know. Again, the hardest thing you can do is question a back's eyes. The minute you start questioning your running back's vision, then it's time to get a new running back. Because, you know, they have to see every play is designed to go in a certain area with a certain scheme. But then once you trust the play, you got to trust your eyes then. So trust the play to get it going, and then trust your eyes. And Doug's got as good vision as any back I've ever coached. So just got to keep trusting. It'll pop. It'll pop.
Did you guys spend any more time today working on that handoff with Mike and Doug? We've had two of those fumbles, I guess, kind of missing the handoff. Mike Sullivan said you worked on it yesterday. Did you do any more with it today, or do you think you've got that correct?
Well, we work on it every day, so, yeah, we do ball handling. It's every single day, and then we run the plays. So Mike was being honest. We did work on it yesterday, but we've done it every day since training camp started. It's disappointing that that happens 2 weeks in a row. Probably what Mike was referring to is a little extra emphasis and a little bit maybe he hovered over it himself more than he maybe in other days would be looking at other things. But that's very, very problematic when you have exchanges on the handoff, you know, at this level, at any level, but especially at this level.
In the last game, you mentioned you had a couple balls go over top, and you had been very good about that until the last game. But in the back end there, are there still communication things that occur where, you know, it looks like Rebus thinks he has inside help and Barron is sure he didn't? And I mean, what? How do you iron those things out? Is that a young player? Is that a veteran, them not being on the same page? I mean, what kind of things happen in those critical moments?
No, I don't think we had – I don't think this was attributed to communication errors. Any of those balls that went over our head weren't – you know, I wouldn't attribute it to communication errors. We got to do better. We got to perform better.
Guy just got beat.
Not necessarily a guy, you know, because it depends if you're playing man or zone. But we got to play the – I mean, those aren't plays that are, you know, earth-shattering schematics.
Yeah.
You know, we got to do it better. You know, sometimes you don't – you know, we did it well for four games. We didn't do it so well on three plays Sunday. But, you know, back there, you're only as good as your last play, so that's what we got to do.
What was it that you saw in Tim Wright that made you think this guy could play tight end at this level?
Well, he's a tough guy. You know, the one benefit of having coached him in college is there was times early in his career where I thought he'd make a great Sam linebacker because he'd hit you, you know. So then you know a guy who's got, again, we talked about it yesterday, a guy who's got receiver-like skill but isn't going to be a burner. He's going to be a possession receiver. When he moves into tight end, now he's got some real quicks and separation. And the thing, as I mentioned yesterday, is he has the toughness to mix it up. Is he going to be the dominating 260-pound blocking tight end? No, but he's going to fight you tooth and nail and give us a chance to run the ball in there as well.
Mike Smith has kind of an astonishing, you know, 43-1 record when they lead after three quarters. And that's a large sample size. As a fellow coach, what does that tell you maybe about their talent level and then about Smith as a coach?
Lead the game after three quarters or be that one team. You know, I mean, that's a good – I agree with you. It's a very good stat.
It doesn't seem to be a coincidence.
No. They win games. They get you down in the stadium and they win. So, like I said, I wasn't being sarcastic. Either get a lead by the end of three quarters or we got to be that exception, one or the other. So, I mean, I don't know what else to do with it. I guarantee you we're trying to lead at every game. We're trying to lead at the end of three quarters. We're trying to lead at the end of four as well. Right.
But from a coaching perspective, it's impressive.
There's a lot of things coach has done that's impressive. I mean, I've said from the beginning of the week, this is a very well-coached team. When you look at offense, very well-coached team, Dirk Cutter and his staff. And then you look at defense, you know, they're just really, really well-coached. You can see they know what they're doing. And then on special teams, same thing. You know, it's just a well-coached team, and I think Mike pulls it all together very well. And there's a reason they've won all the games they have. So we have to, like I've said from the beginning, it's a big challenge, well-coached team, good players, on the road, tough environment. We got to get it together and get up there and really play good football.
With all the changes you made, or the additions, the good additions to the secondary, have you gotten the turnovers and enough hands on the footballs that you expected? Maybe we saw in training camp and things like that. Or, I mean, I know you always want more, but would you have anticipated a little more at this stage?
What do you think? I'd like to get more, yes. Right now we're kind of at the minimum where we should be. Hopefully we'll get more. You know, we got to curtail turning it over ourselves, and then we got to get more. Because when you really get rolling, you're plus a pretty good chunk there. You know, you start getting over eight. Well, we're even. And after five games, we're even. That's, you know, you – it's better than all the teams that are negative, because there's some teams that are minus 15 in turnover margin, right? But even isn't, you know, we had to do better than that. That's how we're going to win. That's proven when we do that, we win. So we need to get better at that.
Have all the injuries on the offensive line hurt the cohesiveness there? Do you think that's one of the issues behind the struggles up front, or is that just too much of a cliche to say that?
No, I don't think it's a cliche at all. I mean, if there's any position group, you know, it's the secondary and the O-line that need the cohesiveness. So I don't think it is, but I would just defer to the fact that it doesn't matter. You know, everybody has injuries. Sure, can that have a factor? Yes, but nobody cares. We got to get it done with whoever lines up and plays. But there's no doubt offensive line is a position where, if you know, the great offensive lines I've been a part of, they operate as one almost, you know. So, all right, guys, thank you.